Love is easy. This is Dr. Ariel Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. Love is easy. How many of us think that love is easy in our life? How many of us wish love were easy, wish that it was as simple as it appears to be? But love seems to be very difficult. And the reason that love is difficult is that we have neglected in one little area in our life. We've neglected loving ourselves. And in loving ourselves, if we don't do that, we'll never be able to love anybody else. We had a seminar this last week, and it was about searching for wisdom. And one of the highlights of the seminar was unconditional love and learning it. And as we demonstrated and practice on unconditional love, it was quite amazing how many of the group were unable to express their love to nothing. They had to express their love to something. We're told that they just put their arms around something, and it didn't matter what it was. It could be a house, a car, a person, a dog, a cat, no matter what it was, and they just love it with all their heart. And just giggle, 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 I love you, I love you, I love you. And they had to think it was a person. They had to think it was somebody. And then they shower with kisses. I love you, I love you, I love you, which is good, which is all real good. But they were loving with one distinct failure. They were loving with the idea that they were going to be loved back. They wanted a response. They wanted a response from their hug, a response from their kiss, a response from their unconditional love. They had conditions on it. And we all have a tendency to do that. In fact, we were brought up to do that. We were brought up to have conditional love. Now, I'm not going to love you unless you love me. I'm not going to love you if you don't bring me presents. And when you bring presents for your kids, oh, do they love you. When you bring treats for your dogs and cats, oh, do they love you. When you don't bring treats, they look at you and say, and they walk away. You think I'm going to give you the time of day if you don't bring me a treat? You see, this is what we train them. I know my dog, I train him to behave whether he gets a treat or not. And the treats are not concerned with behaving because that's too easy. That's too easy and too controllable. And then if you don't have a treat sometime, you say, here, Rex, and he doesn't come because you don't have a treat. Well, all of the training is of no benefit. You didn't really train them. But if you unconditionally love your pets, your family, your life, your world, because you unconditionally love yourself, then everything works out harmoniously, beautifully, and perfectly. And everybody comes your way, all the world opens up, but that's not the reason you're doing it. If for 1 minute you tithe through your church 10% of your total income, which is a laugh, nobody does that. If you tithe 10% of your income to your church or your spiritual center, you're going to get infinite abundance back. That's what they tell you. But that's not true. Because you tithe with a string attached. You didn't give the tithe freely. This tithe I'm giving, so I'll get something back. I'm loving you, so I'll get something back. I'm giving you a treat so that you'll mind. I'm going to pay you an allowance because I want you to do what I tell you to do. You see? All these silly, silly, silly things that we do, all they do is limit us. So what we want to do is be unlimited. All we want to do is be unconditional love. And unconditional love is a good way to love. Love is easy. It's very, very easy. Because when you give love, you don't have to be loving something. When you when you wake up in the morning, do you feel good? You say, oh, I feel so good. You're loving yourself. You're loving the day. You're loving your house. You're loving your car. You're loving your clothes. You're loving your shower. You're loving your teeth. You're loving your breakfast. You're loving everything. And you're loving nothing. You're just loving because you're unconditionally loving. This is beautiful. Now, as we train ourselves to do that, great. Oh, it's a beautiful day. I love it because it's a beautiful day. I love it because it's raining. I love it because I'm going out tonight to the show. I love it because. We have those becauses in there. And those becauses destroy the love and take it all away and put a string on it. And loving is easy. It just keep those strings off it. Keep those conditions off it. If you keep the conditions off of love, you find that love comes back far better than if you have strings on, because you don't know where it's going to come back from. If you love to get love back, and somebody else really loves you, what are you going to do? I don't want your love. I love them. They got to love me back, you know. And I tell people who have love relationship problems, I say, just love yourself. Absolutely. And the finest, most wonderful friend in your whole world will be yours. But if you don't love yourself, nobody's going to love you. Nobody's going to want to give you the time of day. And so if you love yourself, everything, every door opens up for you. Love is easy, but we have to understand how it functions. We'll be talking a lot more about unconditional love, because it is a lot of fun. So have a lovely day, and know that I love you very much. And I surround you with my unconditional love, which knows no end. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.